somebody did something that I didn't like, and I got raring to go, and I was ready to fight him and so on, and I was yelling at him and everything else, you'd say that I got awfully
mad.
Now, if somebody's kind of excited and nervous and so on, you might tell them to keep
quiet.
Uh-huh. You wanna get them to not be so nervous anymore. What would you say?
Yeah. Well, I'd say just relax.
Mm-hmm. Keep
cool.
Would you say keep cool back when you were a little boy? Did you use that expression then?
No, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Now, if we go on much longer here, we're going to kind of wear you out, and you're going to say, I'm awfully
tired.
Uh-huh. What, do you have any other expressions you might use? Well, suppose you had tried to run up a hill, and after you ran up the hill,
so
you'd say,
out of breath.
Uh-huh. Or I'm what? I'm awfully...
I'd say fatigue.
Working all day, and you come in and you're really kind of, you can't move very fast and so on, and you really have had a hard day, you'd say, or somebody would say about you, they'd say, he is quite...
Quite tired, I expect.
Did you say worn out?
Worn out. Quite worn out.
Now, a while back, suppose somebody was going to run in a race, and then at the last minute they don't feel too well, and you say, and so you go to the people that are having the race, and you say, well, John can't run in the race. He, yesterday morning, he what?
Yeah, I don't know. You might say he had a heart attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, suppose you want to let him know that he's sick now, and you saw, and he's been sick since yesterday morning and so on. And so say, yesterday morning he's been sick ever since. He's, mm-hmm. Yesterday morning he what?
Well, I don't believe I can fill that in.
Uh-huh. Well, what I want to know is whether you'd say whether he got sick or he took sick or was taken sick. Which one of those would you use?
Well, I expect was taken sick would be the proper way to